بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم ان ناس من الانصار سالوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعطاهم، ثم سالوه فاعطاهم، ثم نفد ما عندهم، الى اخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of sabr, that we should make sabr on when conditions come upon us, and the various forms of sabr. In this riwayat, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that some people from amongst the Ansar, who were the people of Madinatul Munawwara, who helped the Muslims, the Muhajirin, when they came from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, for their necessities and needs, سألوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They asked for some help, monetary help of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, for they need what they had. فعطاهم. It was the habit of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that he should give whenever he had, and in fact there were times when he even took loans to help the people. So he gave them. After some time, ثُمَّ سَأَلُوهُ, he asked again for some help. فَعَطَاهُمْ, he gave them again. حَتَّى نَفِدَ مَا عِنْدَ, until the time came when what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got finished. Now he had nothing. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ حِينَ أَنْفَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِيَدِهِ, when everything he had in his hand, he had spent it and he had given them, then he told them, مَا يَكُونُ عِنْدِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ أَدَّخِرُهُ عَنْكُمْ, that whenever I have, whatever I have, I never ever hold it back. Whenever anyone needs help, I help them freely and very openly I give them. But remember also, وَمَنْ يَسْتَعَفِفْ يُعَفَّهُ اللَّهِ, a person who wants to stay pure and clean, Allah Ta'ala keeps that person pure and clean. وَمَنْ يُسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِيهِ اللَّهِ, and a person who wants to stay independent, doesn't want to depend on people, one don't want to ask people, Allah makes his condition that he does not ask, and he remains independent. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ, and a person who exercises patience, then Allah gives that person patience, and Allah gives him sabr. A person who wants to make sabr and he makes it, then Allah Ta'ala grants that person sabr. وَمَا أُوْتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَانْ خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ, and nobody has been given anything, a gift more better than the gift of sabr. That is, that whenever difficulties come, and here in this sense, that that person does not go and beg for help, does not ask for help, but he remains independent, Allah opens the ways for such a person. So in this hadith also there are great, great teachings which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has imparted to us. The words yasta'afif and yu'affah are derived from the root word ifatun, which means to abstain. That a person refrains and he be chaste. This is purity. Purity as far as one's sexual desires are also concerned. A person wants to remain pure and clean. That is his motive and objective. Then Allah makes it for him. But when a person is not on his guard and he leaves himself like free, then he falls in all types of sin. But when he wants to remain pure and clean, Allah Ta'ala keeps that person pure and clean, and this like the madness of that lust does not overtake him, and he does not commit any wrong thing. In the context of the hadith, it means that one who refrains from asking of others will be granted contentment. A person who does not go and ask other people for his needs when he has also, and he wants to remain pure and clean from asking also, Allah keeps that person, then Allah opens, Allah gives that person sabr also, and Allah opens doors for that person without him having going to ask any person for any help. Allah Ta'ala gives independence to the one who seeks it. The next part of the hadith where Allah Ta'ala says a person wants to be independent. He doesn't want to be dependent on anyone. And everyone has that desire that I must not be dependent. I mustn't be muhtaj of anyone. I must, Allah must keep me just that I depend only on Allah and no one else. So a person who sincerely has got that, it means then that Allah Ta'ala will grant that person contentment and and will give him independence by opening for him the doors of sustenance from sources he would never have imagined. And when a person, the test comes, and at that time a person restrains himself and he doesn't go and ask anyone, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors for that person, and with great respect and honor, without him having asked anyone, depending on anyone, Allah opens great, great doors for that person. Allah Ta'ala gives patience to the one who exercises patience. This means that Allah will grant a deeper sense of realization, insight and purpose to one who is patient. One is a person is only superficial, and everything he does superficially. But one is when he exercises patience, Allah opens in his heart other great, great doors, and he sees things from which other people cannot see. And Allah grant that person that realization, then that insight and purpose to one who is patient. So sabr, which is the main thing which is referred to here, is a great quality which Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with, and a person should at all times try and exercise patience. Patience, we have to learn it also, and then when it's time to make sabr, a person should exercise this patience also. Then Allah opens doors of his great, great kindness, mercy, fadl upon that person. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this patience to learn it and to develop it within. It is there within us, but now to develop it and to bring it to the fore. And when the time comes, may Allah save us that we don't have to ever ask anyone, we don't have to be dependent on anyone. But when that time comes and we did develop this quality of sabr, we will pass through that stage also very easily. Otherwise, it becomes very, very difficult for a person. وآخر دعوانا